Genesis chapter 13. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife, and everything that was his, as did Lot with him, to the south. Now Abram was well endowed with cattle, with silver, and with gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, as far as to Beth-El, to the place where his tent was at the start, between Beth-El and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made at the start. And Abram called on the name of the Lord there. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had sheep and oxen and tents, and the land did not support them living together, for their property was considerable, and they could not live together. And there arose a dispute between the shepherds of Abram's livestock and the shepherds of Lot's livestock, while the Canaanite and the Perizzite were already dwelling in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Please don't let there be a dispute between me and you, or between my shepherds and your shepherds, for we are kinsmen. Is not all the land before you? Separate yourself from me, would you? If you go to the left, then I will go to the right, and if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." At this, Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the whole tract of the Jordan, that all of it was a well-watered area, before the Lord had brought Sodom and Gomorrah to ruin, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as one goes to Zoar. So Lot chose the whole tract of the Jordan for himself, and Lot moved eastwards, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, whereas Lot dwelt among the cities of the tract of land and lived in tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were evil and sinners against the Lord to a great degree. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had been separated from him, "Raise your eyes now and look, from the place where you are, northwards and southwards and eastwards and westwards. For all the land which you see, I will give to you, and to your seed, age-abidingly. And I will make your seed like the dust of the earth, such that if a man can count the dust of the earth, then your seed will be able to be counted too. Arise and walk about in the land, in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you." And Abram lived in a tent, and he arrived at and dwelt in the oak woods of Mamre, which are in Hebron. And he built an altar to the Lord there.